Senate Bill 30, an act to revise the procedures and causes for revocation of certain hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges and to provide a penalty.
Senate Bill 30, having had second readings over final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that came from the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, Senate Bill 30, which relates to the types of offenses which gives cause for revocation of hunting and fishing privileges for 1 to 3 years and the process of how the privileges are revoked. Most of the Game, Fish, and Parks violations are Class 2 misdemeanors, but it has been determined that certain serious violations create situations where their hunting and fishing privileges should be revoked as an additional penalty. The bill adds certain safety violations which create revocation of the privilege for 1 year. In addition, the bill provides for revocation of their hunting and fishing privileges for 3 years for certain overbag situations and convictions such as paddlefish, turkey, fish, and small game. The bill proposes to add a 3-year revocation period if a person takes 2 or more big game animals over their limit. The process of revocation is also being changed by this bill. Prior to this bill, the court could revoke the hunting and fishing privileges. However, even though the legislature has previously stated that the offender was to lose their hunting and fishing privileges for 1 to 5 years, the revocation penalty was not being implemented in all situations due to oversight and the overloading of the courts. This bill makes revocation of their privileges automatic for the listed violations. If a person is in court at the time of conviction, the offender will just simply turn in their license to the court or clerk of court. If the person is not present at the time of the conviction, the offender has 14 days to return their license. If the license is not turned in after 14 days, this constitutes a Class 2 misdemeanor. This process assures the legislature and the Game, Fish, and Parks that the privilege revocation procedure adopted by the legislature is being fulfilled. We do need one-word amendment on this bill, and I would support Representative Brooks with that amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Brooks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, there was just one small mistake made on Senate Bill 30, and it was caught yesterday, and I do have a motion at the desk.
Representative Brooks, is that the one coded 30TB?
Yes, it is.
Is there a second to the Brooks motion to amend? There is a second. Remarks on the Brooks motion to amend Senate Bill 30. Representative Brooks.
Thank you. It simply inserts the word game between the words big and animal on line 11, page 2, so that it will read 2 or more big game animals because they are defined in law differently than small game and so forth. And this just makes that correction. Would appreciate the support of the amendment and the bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of Representative Brooks' motion to amend Senate Bill 30 will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 30 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 30 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 30.
Representatives Fegan, Richard Brown, and Wilson. Representatives Fegan and Wilson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 4, absent 2, excused 7.
Senate Bill 30, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.